Good morning. This is Matt from the Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau with your outdoor report for the week of August 7th. Thanks to Steve Suman for putting this report together for us. Looks like another great week in the North Woods. We're going to have highs in the upper 70s, nighttime lows in the 50s. We'll have a slight chance of rain on Wednesday and a pretty good chance Thursday night through Friday night. Let's hope. We really need it. You know, every week I get some pretty detailed reports from area bait shops. I don't have time to read them all on this podcast, so usually I just give the general area report organized by species. But if you would like information that's more specific to your fishing spot, you can go to haywardlakes.com and click on Outdoor Report at the top of the page. It's all there. You'll see great tips specific to the Quiet Lakes, courtesy of Greg at Happy Hooker. Mike at Jenks Bait and Tackle gives you a rundown of what's working out on the Chippewa flowage. And Jarrett at Hayward Bait and Bottle gives a report that I'd consult before heading out on Lake Hayward. Nelson, Smith, Grindstone, Lacuta Ray, heck, any spot within 10 or 15 miles of town. It's definitely worth your while. This week you'll also see an interesting report from Max Walter on the 2023 Trout Survey of Mosquito Brook. The August 10th application deadline is coming up for your spring turkey and black bear permits for 2024. Again, that will be Thursday, August 10th. You got to get that done by this Thursday. The drawing for spring turkey permits will take place in late January, and the drawing for bear permits will occur in early February. You can check your drawing status at gowild.wi.gov. If you'd like more information, go to the DNR website and search application deadlines. All right, let's go right to the fishing report. Fishing's good right now for most species, better for some than others. Reports indicate that most species are where you'd expect them to be at this point in summer, which doesn't mean that they're feeding all the time. Check with your favorite bait shop personnel to learn the bite windows and productive offerings on your lake. Muskie action's good, and it's consistent around shallow to mid-depth weeds, weed edges, wood, rock, and other structure, and around concentrations of panfish and baitfish. Your smaller bucktails, gliders, swim baits, rubber baits, and topwaters remain the most productive. During the day, try trolling river channels and deep basins. If surface temperatures reach 80 degrees or warmer, use extra care when you're handling the fish. Try to handle them in the water and set them free as quickly and safely as possible. Walleyes are scattered, fishing is fair and challenging, but anglers do continue to catch fish. During the day, focus on mid-depth to deep basins, weeds, wood, and structure in 12 to 25 feet of depth, as well as trolling crankbaits and crawler harnesses. You can work the shallower areas in the primetime evening into dark. Leeches, crawlers, and walleye suckers are all working as well as anything. Northern pike fishing is good and offers an all-day bite. Look for them around shallow to mid-depth weeds, weed edges, weedy shorelines, and baitfish and panfish. Sucker minnows, smaller spinners, spinner baits, swim baits, spoons, tinsel tails, bucktails, and crankbaits are all producing pike. For the trophy fish, go deeper with bigger baits. Largemouth bass action is very good for anglers fishing shallow weeds, wood, lily pads, slop, and out to mid-depth structure. Spinners, spinner baits, swim baits, minnow baits, buzz baits, crank baits, drop shots, topwaters such as whopper ploppers and weedless frogs, and live baits such as crawlers and leeches are all working on the largemouth. Smallmouth fishing is good to very good on deep weed edges, hard to soft bottom transitions, rock, rocky points, stumps, and other structure. Baits of choice include sucker minnows, crawlers, and leeches on jigs, drop shot and Ned rigs, tubes and other plastics, crankbaits, and topwaters. Crappie fishing is good to very good. They are deep, suspending over or in deep basins and on weeds, cabbage, cribs, brush, and other structure, and bogs in the evening hours. Top offerings include crappie minnows, mini mites, mayfly imitations, voodoo flashbang jigs, and 1-inch gulp minnows, as well as beetle spins and similar baits. Bluegill and perch fishing is very good for smaller fish around shallow weeds, brush, and docks. If you want the larger fish, target mid-depth to deeper weeds, brush, cribs, and other structure. Crawler chunks, leaf worms, leeches, and various panfish plastics on small jigs, teardrops, and plain hooks fished under bobbers will draw good action. A few upcoming events for you to keep in mind. Sawyer County Fair is coming up August 17th through the 22nd. More information can be had by calling 715-699-2022. The Sealy Lions Pre-Fat Bike Race is coming up August 19th, 9 a.m. to noon. You can Google their race website if you want to learn more about that. Hayward Bass Club's holding their free youth bass tourney at the Landing Resort on August 20th. It's going to go from noon to 4. And you can find out more by texting 405-227-1789. The Hayward Bass Club's also holding their Tom Turner High School Benefit Tourney on the Tiger Cat chain. Headquarters is at Black Iron Grill on August 27th. It's going to go from 8 a.m. to 4 in the afternoon. And again, for information, text 405-227-1789. Full moon's coming up on August 30th. The Hayward Lakes chapter of Muskies, Inc. is holding a meeting at the Flat Creek Lodge on September 5th at 7 p.m. For more information, call 715-634-4543. The Hayward Lions Club is holding their third annual Oktoberfest at Sawyer County Fairgrounds on September 16th from 11 a.m. till 7 p.m. PM. That is a good time. If you'd like to know more about it, call 715-558-6251. If you want to know anything else about what's going on in our area, go to haywardlakes.com or haywardareachamber.com and click on the online calendar of events. It's pretty handy. If you have a question about something, call us down at the office. The Hayward Lakes number is 715-634-4801, and the Chamber of Commerce line is 715-634-8662. Well, I've got chores to do, so I'm going to say auf Wiedersehen. I'll catch you next Tuesday.